Reading is coming from Chapter 4, Chapter 8. This is entitled Dhruva Maharaj's Poem. And this is text 72. So if you don't have this, then respond to me. Translation. For the first month, Dhruva Maharaj ate only fruits and berries on every third day, only to keep his body and soul together, and in this way he suggested his worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for more. Thank you for coming by. Kapita is a flower which is known in Indian vernacular as Kayeta. We do not find an English equivalent for the name of this flower, but its fruit is generally not accepted by human beings. It is eaten by monkeys in the forest. Dhruva Maharaj, however, accepted such fruit not for luxurious feasting, but just to keep his body and soul together. The body needs food. But a devotee should not accept foodstuff to satisfy the tongue in sense of gratification. It is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita that one should accept as much food as necessary to keep the body fit, but one should not eat for luxury. Dhruva Maharaj is an acharya, and by his undergoing severe austerities and penances, he teaches us how one should execute the verses. We must carefully know the process of Dhruva Maharaj's service. How severely he passed his days will be shown in later verses. We should always remember that to become a bona fide devotee of the Lord is not an easy task. But in this age, by the mercy of Lord Caitanya, it has been made very easy. For a couple of experts saying contradictory things, this sounds so reasonable. But if you do not even follow the liberal instructions of Lord Caitanya, how can we expect to discharge our regular duties in social service? It is not possible in this age to follow Dhruva Maharaj in his austerity. But the principle must be followed. We should not disregard the regular principle given by our spiritual master for the making it easier for the conditioned soul. As far as our ISKCON movement is concerned, we simply ask that one observe the four preventative rules, chant 16 rounds, and instead of indulging in luxurious eating, to constantly accept the thought offered to the Lord. This does not mean that with our fasting, the Lord should offer fast. The Lord should be given foodstuff which is as nice as possible, but we should not make it a point to satisfy our own thoughts. As far as possible, we should accept simple foodstuff just to keep the body and soul together to execute the Lord's concerns. Final paragraph. It is our duty to remember always that in comparison to Dhruva Maharaj, we are insignificant. We cannot do anything like what Dhruva Maharaj did with self-realization because we are absolutely incompetent to execute such service. But by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we have been given all that is possible for this age, so at least We should always remember to that neglect of our prescribed duty to devotional service will not make us successful in the mission we have undertaken. It is our duty to follow the footsteps of Guru Maharaj. And we are very determined. We should also be very determined to finish our duty in executing devotional service in this life. We should not wait for another life to finish our job. Lots of practical instructions for our everyday right in Krishna consciousness and personal. Now, several principles. Principles of the human form of life is meant for austerity. We can't think of the power of that imitate. Krishna shouldn't fast when we're fasting. What the nature of austerity for a devotee is as far as taking the body, sustaining the body. So, one of those groupings of points is we should follow but not imitate. Christmas holidays in America, I was conducting a seminar with another scholar, and one of the topics that I chose to cover in the whole class was we're meant to follow but not to imitate. The way we need to follow and what does it mean to imitate. So this is a perfect example of don't try to imitate, because you can't. The end of saying, go ahead and try it. This is not advice to people, go ahead and try it. You just heard for the first month, because he's on a 6-month program, 6 months fast, first month, every third day he ate a little something. And he was solid food. Because later on it's going to turn into water, and then it's going to turn into air, and then it's going to turn into nothing. Every third day he ate fruits and berries. And specifically mentioned kapita. Kapita is elsewhere. It's the fruit is so hard that you can't hit it with a hammer and it won't break. You can't chew it with your teeth and keep it break. But monkeys can do it. So it's not meant to be a consumption, though. It's definitely an example of how we ate it. We smashed it on a rock or something. It wasn't for luxurious eating. It was some every third day. Some fruit, some berries. Kapita fruits, hard as a rock, and some berries. So that's what animals in the forest. Like bears, including Alaska, contrast from Siam, including Alaska. If you look at that on the map, it's a theme for those of you. But during the summertime, it's a very popular place, especially because one of the tallest mountains in the world is in the middle of a huge national forest. And we were driving through the national forest and they didn't see in the run place in the forest. And we saw some bears, a mom and other bear and 2 cubs. And they were right by the roadside. And they were just there with what the word is called foraging. They were just like standing in a berry bush and just eating handfuls and handfuls and handfuls of wild bears. and that's been when you prove. And if there's other things that come along, they'll make that difference about people or, you know, some moral. But, Kevin's testimony, well, we'll talk to Kevin's support. Eating berries, put out handful by handful, getting through the berries for the cutting of fruits. The second month, through Maharaj ate every 6 days. And instead of berries and cupping the fruits, it was dry leaves that had fallen to the ground. You know, that time he went off the tree. One that had fallen to the ground was dry. Dry staff of leaves. Every 6 days. The third month, he drank water every 9 days. What comes after that? What's left? On the fourth month, too much, became a complete master of the breathing exercise, and thus he inhaled air only every 12 days. Once in the book of death. 12 days a minute. What comes after that? As Yuga Maharaj, the king's son, kept himself steadily standing on one leg, that was the next, the fifth month, one breath of air every 12 days standing on one leg. That's extreme, right? In the pressure of his leg, the pressure of his being, pushed down half of the earth, just as an elephant being carried on a boat rocks the boat left and right with his every step. When Yuga Maharaj became practicing one in happiness with Lord Vishnu, the total consciousness, he was fully concentrating and closing up all folds of his body. The total universal breathing became choked up. And all the great demigods and all the planetary systems felt suffocated and thus took shelter of the King Personality side. So, we should not entertain a good mind. That's for nothing. We make a joke of ourselves and try to entertain a good mind. But we're instructed here that we all be an example, and that the example, what the example is, there's two things we can be example. He was undergoing a